el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hello, students. How are you? Today we are working with Week 11 subject matter.
How did it go with your Week 10 exercises? Were you able to complete them or you still had difficulties? If so, don't forget to consult your tutor or contact us at Chateando con el Maestro en Casa site. We'll be more than pleased to help you. Remember that we attend from 7:30 a.m. until 4:30, Monday through Friday.
Now, we're going to listen to Smart Says Biodiversity Jingle as an introduction to the topic. And it's up to you to make the required changes in your life to restore or damage world.
Oh, wow.
We leave the reflection on the song for all of you students and radio audience, for there is still more to review in this unit.
Today, we would like you to know some of the important goals we have in this week's program.
Some of these goals are:
learn and participate in conservation strategies.
Develop statewide conservation policies knowledge.
Learn and collaborate in conservation plans.
Identify and solve invasive species problems.
Improve conservation behavior.
Develop, implement, and revise recovery plans for plant species.
This week's lessons review vocabulary related to conservation. These are important to know if we really want to make a difference in this area.
Let's start with the concept of conservation or mitigation bank.
Conservation or mitigation bank, it's a privately or publicly owned land protected for its natural resource value.
A conservation or a mitigation bank is a free market enterprise that
1. Offers landowners economic incentive to protect natural resources.
2. Saves developers time and money by providing them with the certainty of pre-approved compensation lands and provides for long-term protection and management or habit.
Conservation banking. A conservation bank generally protects threatened and endangered species habitat. Credits are established for the specific sensitive species that occur on the site.
Mitigation banking. Mitigation banking is the same concept as conservation banking, but it is specifically for wetland restoration, creation, and enhancement undertaken to compensate for unavoidable wetland losses.
Mitigation banking helps to consolidate small, fragmented wetland mitigation projects into large contiguous sites, which will have much higher wildlife habitat values.
In Costa Rica, the Ministry of Energy and Mine is the one in charge of applying conservation and mitigation programs. The World Bank and other U.S. organizations are the providers of loan for these purposes.
As you see, Costa Rica is very much involved in taking care of our biodiversity. It is even called the ecological country.
Did you know there is a National Cooperative Conservation Effort Program, NCCP, to protect the habitats and species?
No, really? Where?
This program began in 1991 in California, and its main goal is to identify and protect individual species that are already decreasing in numbers significantly.
The primary objective of the NCCP program is to conserve natural communities at the ecosystem level while accommodating compatible land use. It anticipates and prevents the controversies and gridlock caused by species listing by focusing on the long-term stability of wildlife and plant communities. The Department of Fish and Game and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service provide the necessary support, direction, and guidance to NCCP participants.
Oh, how interesting.
Pay attention to the speaker from David Suzuki Foundation and this excerpt, and once more listen and take actions to have a better world for you and for me and the future generation, recalling another of Michael Jackson's song.
Sometimes it's hard to see why nature is important. We live in cities, human-created environments that are full of people and selected plants and animals. Aside from a few larger parks, our city environment is pretty controlled. Our food comes from the fridge, our water comes from the tap. At least, that's how it seems. In cities, we tend to forget that biodiversity, or the total range of species and ecosystems in nature, is the reason we're able to live so well on this earth, among other organisms.
My name is Edward Nye. I'm 16 at St. George's School in grade 12, and I spend a lot of time playing outside and big hockey fan. If we're not exposed to the biodiversity that we have here, or if we're not exposed to the environment, we run the risk of not understanding exactly how much that biodiversity is actually supporting the way we live in the concrete jungle. We turn on a tap and water, it's clean and it's fresh, but if we don't understand the amount of energy that nature has put into creating each drop of water, the amount of natural...
Wow, David Suzuki intelligently summarizes the results of not worrying for our biodiversity.
Yes, and what is important is that if every individual around the globe makes small changes in their approach to biodiversity, this would help so much. It's unbelievable.
Yes, by recycling, not making rivers or oceans filthy, nor having or producing smog in our factories, or reducing the use of gas, we contribute greatly with this wonderful earth given to us.
It really seems not too hard to do what you're saying, so I just don't understand why is it that humans do not become aware of how much harm we're causing and just stop it, and refrain others from continuing damaging the earth, the plants, the water, and animals around us.
Humans should probably listen to this, and hopefully they might react.
To what? To what the United Nations Biodiversity Plan for 2011 through 2020 states about biodiversity.
The expert is called United Nations Decade on Biodiversity.
Listen up, students.
Conserving the planet's species and habitats and the goods and services they provide is central to sustainable development and the Millennium Development Goals.
Wherever we live, whatever our nationality or culture, we are all ultimately connected to the web of life that covers our entire planet. Biodiversity is the variety of life on Earth. It has fed us, clothed us, and sheltered us for millennia. Our soil is enriched and regulated by microorganisms and insects. Forests filter our water. And medicine, yet to be discovered, lie hidden in ecosystems as diverse as the life found within them. Although we are surrounded by life in myriad forms, our knowledge is limited. Most species remain undiscovered and unnamed. Its variety is simply astonishing. Life has adapted to vastly different environments, from tropical rainforests to Arctic deserts, from island archipelagos towering mountain ranges. Life is everywhere. Yet what took hundreds of millions of years to evolve is vanishing in only a few generations.
Well, students and audience, we have reached to the end of week 11's review. It was very different from the other programs, yet not less interesting and thoughtful.
Complete the exercises in your text and remember to consult your tutor if you need to. Goodbye, students.
Goodbye. Have a nice day.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.